Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Delta High School as the Panthers look to build on a fairly successful opening weekend. I'm Mark Panther. The Panthers welcome in the Rifle Bears for a non-league matchup. Non-league, you say? Yes. The Rifle Bears play in the 4A Western Slope League. Well, Delta is a class below in 3A. The Bears are 1-1 after losing to Holy Family last week, 6-3. They look to depend on Junior Austin Bolin and Junior Logan Gross at the plate, as well as on the mound. We'll take a break. When we come back, you'll hear from head coach Steve Ryer. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Get what you'll get. That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Fiat, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. They have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Well, Steve, I think the opening weekend turned out as we all had hoped, finishing 2-1 in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after the way we started against University, I mean, I was just hoping we'd improve on Saturday, and I thought we did, and, you know, to improve and then get two wins at the same time, that's a good deal for us.
A couple of things I noticed is the pitching staff has the potential to be pretty good this season, and if the boys follow the approach we want them to take at the plate, they're going to get pitches to drive, and they're going to get on base.
Yeah, I thought our pitchers pitched very well, especially our two young guys, with Reed and I think Kendall. I thought they both pitched extremely well. And they didn't do anything special. They didn't try to overpower anything. They just challenged bounce. And, that's what we preach, is pitch contact. And I thought both of them did real well with that. So now the other part of it is, you know, the bats will come. You know, they're usually a couple weeks behind pitching. So, we'll get there.
This Rifle Club's coming off a 25 season losing in the regional final, but up until last year they've been fairly average. What do you expect from the Bears this afternoon?
I think they're going to be very good. They swing it well. They're very well coached. They have a couple of rock arms, and they're coming in here and they've only played two games, so they're excited to get on the field.
That works. We're just going to have to play clean, and we're going to have to put the ball in play. Sounds good. How are we on the injury front? I know Jesse Delgado tweaked his knee, I think, over the weekend, and I know Ty's been battling some back stuff. So where are we at on that front?
Yeah, right now Jesse's the only one that won't be in the lineup. He tweaked his hip. It was a hip flexor, and he's working on that, getting that healed up. And Ty's healthy. He's feeling good. His arm's feeling good. His back's feeling good. So we're blessed there.
Sounds good. Good luck today, Steve.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
The Delta County Independent is your family owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moment. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dabbs Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 674-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Well, Canada back with you at Delta High School, and we'll get to the starting lineups now for you, starting with the visiting Rifle Bears, who will be at bat in the top of the first inning. Leading off, third baseman number 7, Josh Ray. Batting second will be center fielder, catcher Connor Abbott. Batting third, the shortstop number 10, Logan Gross. In the cleanup spot, the catcher number 13, Gabe Street. Batting fifth will be today's pitcher number 1, Austin Bowen. Batting sixth will be number 17, the first baseman Hunter Metz. Batting seventh, the right fielder number 9, Michael Splatty. Batting eighth, the second baseman number 6, Ryan Thomas. And batting ninth, left fielder number 15, Ryan Magnuson. For your Panthers, leading off will be second baseman number 9, Rylan Bynum. Batting second will be the shortstop number 2, Landon Clay. Batting third, today's starting pitcher for Delta number 19, Braden Sprunt. Batting in the cleanup spot, the right fielder number 7, Ty Reed. Batting fifth, the left fielder number 4, Connor Workman. Batting sixth, the catcher number 33, Luke Gastineau. Batting seventh, today's designated hitter, number 14, Evan Ficklin. He's batting for the center fielder, number 6, Brett Leho. Batting eighth will be the first baseman, number 11, Rip Lockhart. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. We'll take a look at what Grado's done this year on the mound. He's just got the one start, an 8.40 ERA to University. So, looking to have a little more success here today, as Delta lost that one 10-0. He did have five strikeouts, 3 walks in that game against University on Friday. So once again, defensively for the Panthers, first to third, Lockhart, Bynum, Clay, Porter, left, right, in the outfields, Workman, Leho, Reed, behind the plate, Gastineau, on the mound, Sprout. And so that'll bring number 7, Josh Wright, the third baseman, to the plate for the Bears. He's hitting .500 on the season in 2 at-bats, so. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time. And here it comes from Grado. That's the knees for a strike. Straight fastball from Sprout in at the knees. He's got his sign, delivers the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to miss low. So the count will be even. And the pitch. That's on the ground toward third. Porter up with it. On to first. And fielded cleanly by Lockhart. 5-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Connor Abbott to the plate. The Bears center fielder is batting .333 on the season and 6 at bats. Does have a single home run and 4 RBI. There's the pitch from Sprout. That's almost identical to the first pitch to Wright, right there at the knees for strike one. And the pitch. That one's going to be lined just foul on the right side. So, Bredo, way ahead now, 0-2. One out here in the top of the first inning for the Bears. Abbott steps out, now back in, right on left here. Of course, Bredo the lefty, and the ace of the Delta staff. The pitch, breaking ball misses inside. It's a good pitch, good place to miss. Sprout stays in, now he's set. And the 1-2. This one's going to be poked foul on the right side. So the count will remain 1-2. And the pitch. This one shot toward third. Porter fields it cleanly. On to first and in time. 5-3 once again on the put out. There's two outs in the inning. That'll bring Logan Gross to the plate. Gross. Batting .833 and 6 at bats on the season. A home run, a couple of doubles, has 6 RBI. He's lighting it up the plate right now. We'll see how Sprouty approaches him here. And the pitch comes right after him. Swing and a miss. On a fastball at the knees, that same first pitch he's thrown to the other two batters ahead of Gross here. So, 0-1 to the Bears shortstop. And the pitch. Bounced up there, counts even. So Gross will step out. Now step back in. Pitch. That's low. So, Bredo behind in the count for the first time today. Scares him for his sign. He's got it now. And the 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Counts even once again. Grado's set. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuce is wild. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up foul out of play on the right side. So, count remains 2-2. Sprout set and delivers. This one's lined right back up the middle for a base hit. And so with two outs, the cleanup hitter, Cade Street, will come to the plate. The rifle catcher is batting 333 and 3 at bats on the air. Grado looks over at Gross at first. He's got a short lead. Breaking ball. Breaks too far inside. Misses the zone, and that's ball one. Gross 4-for-4 in stolen bases this year. Again, held on by Lockhart. The pitch, that's in the first strike. Fastball on the outside half. Counts even. Grado looks over at Gross. Now looks home, back at Gross. Now delivers the pitch. Runner's going. Gastineau's throw down is not in time. Gross is in scoring position after the stolen base. Pitch was a strike, and now Grado going to concentrate on the batter's streak, trying to get the out here. He's set. Checks the runner at second. Now comes home with the 1-2. That one missed, and counts even. Gross dances off second. Grody delivers home and fouled off on the right side. So Gross the runner at second after a single and a stolen base. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces wild on the board. Grado checks Gross, now comes home. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that is the third out of the inning. So, he faces four, allows just the one hit, no errors, and we'll go to the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop today to buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back at Delta High School, middle of one, and there is no score. Grado only allowing the one hit in the top of the inning. His counterpart, Austin Bolin, will come to the mound now. Bolin on the season so far has just had the one appearance. He's 0-1 on the season. He took the loss against Holy Family last week. Only has a 233 earned run average. 6 strikeouts, 3 walks, Batting average against is 286. So, see what Delta can do here. They take the approach that Steve Breyer wants them to and remain patient, wait for a pitch they can drive, and get on base. Rowland finishes up his warm-up talking. They'll face Bynum, Clay, and Sprout here as they lead off Delta's first. So Bynum comes to the plate. Rowland in three games. Batting 250 and 8 at bats. Does have an RBI. Takes strike one. Again, Bynum pretty patient at the plate generally. The 0-1 pitch from Bolin is a breaker at the knees, and now Bynum's going to have to be tough with two. The pitch, that runs inside, nearly misses Bynum, and it's 2-1. And the pitch, that's going to miss low, and the count's even now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This one shot up the middle. Bynum on his horse. The shortstop, Gross, can't get Bynum as Bynum hustled up the line for an infield single. So that'll be Glandon Clay to the plate. Lando has one at bat on the official at bat on the season. Excuse me, that's not correct. 7 at bats on the season. He's batted 286. He'll take strike one. Breaking ball from Bolin. Lando with the one RBI. Good lead. This one's going to be hit in the hole on the left side, fielded by Gross, and he is going to get Clay by half a step. Good range shown off by the shortstop, Gross. One out. Bynum advances into scoring position. Now, Brayden Sprout come to the plate. Brado, 0-for-8 on the season so far. A couple of strikeouts in those 8 at bats. The pitch is going to get by the catcher's street all the way to the backstop, and Bynum moves up. Here's a question. Does Steve Breyer gamble early with a 1-0 count and maybe look for a squeeze play here? The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball by Bolin. And the count's even. We got aces across the board. 1-1, 1-0. Bottom of the first, and that pitch, Sprouty springs over the top of, and it's 1-2. So Brado going to have to be tough with two. Looking to drive in that runner from third. Here's the pitch. This one lifted into left field. Left fielder Magnuson on the run, not able to get there. Ball's going to roll into the corner. Bynum easily scores from third, and Sprout with the RBI double. So with one out, right fielder Ty Reed comes to the plate. Ty batting 250 and 8 at bats, an RBI. It's walked once. Sprout with a good lead off the second. A pitch. This one lifted high on the infield. The second baseman Thomas coming in makes it right even with the pitcher's mound first base side. And with two down, Connor Workman comes to the plate. Workman, batting 143 in seven at-bats, does have a double. But hit by a pitch twice and a strikeout. Looking to get another run in. Sprouty out there at second. The pitch. Workman lays off. Street blocks the pitch. It's ball one. Sprout cannot get back in time. Caught off the bat. So, with the pickoff, Delta's just going to score the one run on one hit. No errors by the Bears. So, we'll go to the top of the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, blenders, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Delta High School, getting ready to start the second inning. Your Panthers lead 1-0. Grado will force 5-6-7 in the lineup. That's Bolin, Metz, and Slappy. So Bolin at the plate so far this season, batting 571 and 7 at bat. Two doubles, three RBI, three strikeouts in there as well. On base percentage of 571. So Grado will finish up his warm up tosses. And we will get back to action here. Looks like Bolin will be in from the right side against the lefty Sprout. A little chillier here today than it has been. A lot of moisture in the air as well. Not a whole lot of wind, though, which is nice. Here's the pitch from Grado. Catches the outside corner, strike one. The pitch. Breaker misses on the outside, and the count's even. Sprout stares in. He's got his sign. And delivers. This one's going to be poked foul out of play on the right side, and Grado once again, up in the count. Bowman out. Steps out now. Back into the box. Here's the 1-2 from Grado. Breaker's chopped at the plate. Bowman just barely able to get a piece of that one to knock it down at the plate. Continue his at bat. And the pitch. This one's hit foul. Off the top of the backstop. And the count remains 1-2. That's set. And delivered. This one lifted into right field. Reed in on it and makes the catch. One out. First baseman Hunter Metz comes to the plate. Metz batting 333 and 3 at bats on the year. Couple of RBIs. Couple of walks and a strikeout as well. He'll stand in on the left side against the lefty Sprout. A little bit of an open stance from Metz. He'll swing and miss the first pitch. Grado comes set and delivers. Swing and a miss from Metz. So again, Sprout way ahead in the count. Has some wiggle room now. He'll get his sign from Gastineau. And kicks and fires. Breaking ball misses high. And the pitch, this one hit off the knuckles, popped up back, foul, out of play. The pitch in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. Just rolls to his left, and the count's even at two. Excuse me. Brado stares in. Now he'll be set. The 2-2 to Metz. Chopped to the right side. Line him up with it. Toss to first. Score 3 on the put out for the second out of the inning. And now Michael Slaffy will come to the plate. The junior batting 250 and 4 at bats this season. Has a strikeout and an RBI. He'll be in a right-left matchup against Sprout. Delta leads 1-0 here, top of the second inning, 2 outs. Slappy looking to keep things going for his club. The pitch, he's going to squirt a bunt, pulls back, but they're going to say he offered at it. Pitch was outside, but he offered at that one, and it's 0-1. Is the offering from Sprout, swing and a miss, and a fastball at the knees on the outside of the corner. And again, Brado, working way ahead in the count. And the pitch. Breaker misses high. Here's the 1-2 from Sprout. On the ground in the hole on the left side, past the diving play in the left field. A 2-out knock by Slappy. And that'll bring the second baseman, Thomas, to the plate. Thomas 0-for-4 on the season. bunt by Thomas. Sprout up with it, and he will retire, Thomas, for the final out of the inning. So no runs on a hit. One left on and no errors. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Delta still leads 1-0. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports. Mark Gannon to do a Delta High School Bowl. We're getting ready to face 5-6-7 in the lineup for Delta. It'll be Workman, Gastineau, and Ficklin. So far on the season, Connor 143 and 7 at bats with the double. He was at the plate when Sprout was picked off at second to end the first, so he'll get a fresh at bat. The pitch will miss inside. Connor will step out now back in. The pitch from Bolin. Breaker catches the corner. The outside corner, and the count's even. Bolin comes set and delivers. Misses on the outside with that breaking ball. Bolin working pretty quick there. He'll get his sign, comes set, and deliver. That pitch misses. It's 3-1. Here's the pitch. That tails inside and says he got him. That's the third time that Connor's been hit by a pitch so far on the season. That'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. Lucas batting 167 and 6 at bats. Stands in from the left side as a good lead by Workman at first. He's going on the first pitch. Pitch is a strike. Throw is offline, and he is in there safe. Throw is in time, but it was off to the third base side of the bag, and Connor able to get in before the tag could be made. He's got a good lead off the second now. Bowen checks it. Now comes home with the 0-1. This one's going to be chopped on the ground to first. First baseman Metz fields it, gets to the bag for the first out. Get us a sack bunt there as Workman moves to third. That'll bring Evan Ficklin to the plate. Ficklin batting 506 at bats on the season, has a double, a couple RBIs, looking to add to that Ribby total here, as he will take ball one. The ball is in the dirt, bounced away from the catcher's street, but he's able to track it down before Workman can come down the line, so no harm done there. Here's the pitch from Bowen. Check swing by Ficklin, but this time it's in there at the knees and the count's even. The 1-1. Breaker in there for a strike. So Ficklin going to have to battle. Be tough with two at the plate now. The pitch. Bounces away from the catcher. Again, he can't find it. And Workman will scamper home to score Delta's second run. Counts even at 2 now as Ficklin steps back into the box. The pitch. Breaking ball just misses. And the count's full. The payoff pitch. On the ground to second. Thomas up with it. 4-3 on the put out of Ficklin. 2 down. And Rick Lockhart will come to the plate. Lockhart batting 250 on the season and 4 at-bats. The pitch taken high. Bowen can't get Lockhart to swing at the high fastball out of the gate. We'll see what the next pitch is. It's the breaker, and it's in there for a strike. The pitch. About letter high in the zone, and now Lockhart's going to have to protect. 1-2 pitch. Curveball, strike 3 called. And that is the end of the second inning. Delta scores another run. They lead 2-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here. Looks like we're going to have a... I thought we might be getting a defensive substitution here, but no. We're going to have a pitching change. So, looks like the new pitcher is going to be Jacob Hancock. He had stopped some action over the weekend as he, in the one appearance, is pitching 840 on the season. A walk and a strikeout to his credit. He'll face 9-1-2 in the Bears batting order. And it does look like this is going to be a straight substitution. So, Robbie Magnuson will come to the plate for the Bears. He's batting 333 in 3 at-bats this year. Has a walk and a couple of strikeouts. He'll stand in from the right side against the righty Hancock. Here's the pitch from Hancock. Magnuson squares the bunt. Gastineau picks it up and Strong threw it at first. Gets Magnuson as he's hustling up the line. One out. And now Josh Wright will come to the plate. Wright grounded to third to start the game. So, one pitch, one out. That's what we like. Nope. Apparently not. Apparently they're going to say it was a foul ball. So Magnuson comes back to the plate. The 0-1, he's going to bunt again, and this one will go foul. So the count's 0-2. The pitch from Hancock. Swing and a miss. So, strikeout for Hancock. And he'll miss with the first pitch to Wright. As I mentioned, Wright grounded out to third to start the game for the Bears. So in two innings, Sprout allowed the two hits and had a strikeout. And his short day of work, I think Ryer going to go with pitcher by committee today, so everyone's going to get a couple of innings. The 1-1 from Hancock, it's away from Gastineau, as it was in the dirt. So the count's now 2-1. Delta leads 2-0 here with one out at the top of the third. And the pitch. That one misses outside low. And now Hancock scuffling a little. Have to come back with a good pitch here. There's the 3-1. This one's lifted into right field. Reed coming in on it. It's going to bounce in front of him. So a one-out single. We'll bring Connor Abbott to the plate. Abbott also grounded out to Porter at third in the first. Wright with a short lead off of first. 2-for-2 in stolen bases so far on the season. Hancock comes home, catches the inside corner with a fastball. That's a strike. Lockhart holding the runner right on it first as Hancock stares in for his side. He'll check the runner. Now he's set. The pitch. That'll miss high and inside. Counts even now. There's the 1-1 delivery from Hancock. Runner's going. Pitch is high. Throw down is not in time. I think it was off the line a little bit. So right with the stolen base. Pitch was a ball, so it's 2-1 to have it here at the plate. And Koch has a sign, kicks and fires. That pitch is in there for a strike, so the count's even. Okay. the pitch. This one's poked toward the rifle dugout. And the count remains 2-2. Hancock checks right at at second. Couple times. Now comes home. This one lifted into left field. Workman ranging towards the center fielder. Leho makes the catch. Two outs in the inning, and Logan Gross will come to the plate. Gross had a base hit in the first, then stole second, and that's where he ended the inning. Gastineau out to talk to Hancock, maybe about how to approach Gross, who is arguably the best hitter for the Bears. Rifle's head coach, Troy Phillips, down there in the third base coach's box. Right with a good lead off the second, not being held close at all. Hancock. First pitch swung on and fouled off on the left side. Gross will step back in. And the pitch. High and outside, counts even. Hancock didn't like that pitch at all. Apparently not doing at all what he wanted it to do, so he'll head back to the drawing board, get a sign from Gastineau, and delivers the 1-1. That one's in the dirt, gets away from Gastineau, runner's going, and no throw made. No, right at third. Two outs. Gross looking to get his team on the board. Trailing by two here at Delta. The pitch in the dirt. Nice block by Gastineau. Kept it out in front of you. It's obviously a release point issue with Jacob. He's just trying to find the right angle. 3-1 to Gross. And the pitch. Fouled at the plate. And the count's full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Delta leads 2-0 here in the top of the first. Gross steps back in. Hancock stares in for his sign. Now he's set. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck goes out to get the final out of the inning. So after allowing just the 1 hit, Hancock gets the strikeout to end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
We need help for the last. Maybe you have a tune in the net. Let's take Nikki at the Sunflower. Melt that pain and stress away. She's more certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief. 1999. She believes through therapeutic massage, she has the power to restore that and take your human's potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back to Delta High School. Bowen comes out to work the bottom of the third inning against the Delta 9-1 and 2 hitters. It's Porter, Bynum, and Clay. Porter so far on the season, batting 205 at bats. Has reached base on an error. They'll stand in on the right side against the righty Bolin. First pitch to Porter, swung on and missed. Pitch was low. Words of encouragement from Steve Ryer down to the third base's coach's box. The 0-1 swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Porter going to have to battle now. The pitch from Bolin. Swing and a miss. Bounces away from the catcher, Porter. Scurrying up the line. Catcher Streeton throws him out. One out here in the bottom of the third inning, and Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum singled the leadoff Delta's first and then came around to score. The pitch. Breaker, 12-6. In for a strike. The 0-1, launched foul on the right side out of play, and now Bynum's going to have to be tough with two and battle at the plate. That pitch is in the dirt. Bynum lays off of it. And the pitch. This one's going to be hit foul out of play on the right side. The pitch. High chopper over the pitcher's head up the middle, fielded by the shortstop Groves. Not in time. As again, Bynum able to beat out an infield hit. Or beat out the throw for an infield hit. And now Landon Clay to the plate. Clay grounded out to short in the first inning. Bynum with a good lead at first, held on by Metz. Bolin looks over there. Now comes home. Pitches in the dirt. Ball one. Bowman stares in, gets his sign, checks the runner. Throw over to first. Bynum back in time. Didn't have as big a lead that time. Dives back in head first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's also in the dirt. And it's 2-0 to the Delta shortstop. Bynum with his lead at first. And the pitch from Bolin. Breaking ball misses the outside corner. And Clay should be taking all the way with a 3-0 count. One out in the inning. The pitch, he is taking, and it's in for a strike, 3-1. So Bynum with a short lead at first, held on by Metz. Bolin set, and delivers. That pitch is low, and Clay on with a walk. The first walk by Bolin today. And Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. Jacob with just a single at bat on the year, didn't get a hit, so he's 0 for 1. And we'll have a couple of runners on, a couple ducks on the pond, if you will, to deal with here. Delta leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Catcher Street out to talk to Bolin, maybe on how to approach Hancock with the two runners. Bolin checks the runner at second, now comes home, swinging a miss from Hancock. Jacob looking to help his cause here with the one runner in scoring position. That's Bynum out at second, and then play on at first via the walk. Here's the pitch. That one's low, and it counts even. Here's the 1-1. That misses outside. Bowen stares in, gets a sign. And the pitch, that breaking ball. Catches the zone, so the count's even at 2. Hancock steps out, now back in. And the pitch. Low. So Hancock runs the count full. One out here. Bottom of 3, Delta leads 2-0. Runners at second and first. Here's the payoff pitch from Bolin. On the ground to short. Gross up with it. Goes to first in time to get Hancock. Runners advance on the play. So, pretty much a sack, same as a sack bunt. But Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed popped out to second as Thomas ran all the way into a just the first base side of the pitcher's mound to make the catch. Back in the first inning, he'll swing and miss the first pitch. Reed steps out, now back into the right side. Here's the pitch. Low. Counts even. Bowen has his sign. He'll deliver the 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside. Reed looking to capitalize with a couple runners in scoring position. Bynum the third. Clay's at second. And the pitch. On the ground to third. Right up with it. Throws to first in time for the 5-3 put up. Keeps Delta off the board. So, no runs, one hit for Delta. Two left on, and no errors for the Bears. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Even Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Okay, Tom Hancock back out to start the fourth inning. Delta leads 2-0. Jake going to face 4, 5, and 6 in the rival lineup. That's Street, Bolin, and Met. So far, so good for the Panthers on the mound. Braden Sprout, started the game, worked a couple of innings, allowed two hits, struck out one. Now Jacob Hancock's come on in relief, allowed a hit, has a couple of strikeouts himself. Cade Street was Bredo's strikeout victim back in the first. And the pitch from Hancock. This is low as he works out of the windup here. Hancock stares in, got his sign, and delivers. That misses outside. Here's the 2-0. That's low. So I imagine that Street's going to be taking the entire way here. The pitch. Over Street's head, or he'll trot on down the first. So a four-pitch walk for Hancock, not the way he wanted to start this inning. Going to bring Austin Boland to the plate. Boland 0 for 1 today. Threw out to Reed in right field. Pitch. That's a strike. So Jacob, after the walk, gathers himself and delivers a strike for the first pitch to Bowen. He'll check the runner at first. Now he comes home. This one, on the ground, Clay up with it, and then launches it over Lockhart's head. They did get the lead runner. For the first out of the inning, down there at second, as they were trying to turn two, and Bowen will be safe at first on the fielder's choice. So with one out, Hunter Metz will come to the plate. He's 0 for 1 today, grounded out to Bynum in the second inning. Short lead by Bowen at first. This one launched into center field, and three Delta Panthers converge on it. Bynum, Clay, and Leho, the center fielder, and none of them are able to come up with it. So, runners at first and second for the Bears, and Slappy will come to the plate. Slappy with a single back in the second. Wasn't able to advance past first. Hancock will check his runners. Now, delivers home. This one on the ground. Hancock fields to short. Excuse me. To Clay at second. To get Metz for the second out. Bowen advances to third. Slappy will be on first after the fielder's choice, and Ryan Thomas will come to the plate. Thomas grounded out to the pitcher, Sprout, on the mound back in the second inning. So runners at the corners for the Bears. Hancock checks them. Now comes home, runners going. Gastineau throws down. The throw back home. Gastineau blocking off the plate. They get the runner trying to come in. Gastineau threw down. Clay fielded it. The runner stopped, and instead of trying to get the runner in a pickle, he threw back home and got Bowen dead to right. So At the end, at the middle of four, Delta still leads 2-0. I'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Look, Tanner, back with you here. At Delta High School, as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, Delta leads 2-0. Bolin will face 5-6-7 in the Delta lineup. That's Workman, Gastineau, and Ficklin. Workman led off the second inning by getting hit by a pitch for the third time this season. Managed to steal a base and score Delta's second run. So, Jacob Hancock getting out of the top of the fourth. When his catcher, Gastineau, attempted to throw out the base runner who was stealing from first, and Landon Clay fielded it and rifled it back home so Gastineau could tag out Bolin trying to score for the final out of the inning. So, Workman steps in. Bolin's first pitch to him, outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0. That catches the outside corner for a strike. Connor steps out, now back into the right side. Bolin comes set and delivers. That misses outside. Here's the 2-1 from Bolin. This is high. Workman ahead in the count now. Got to be perfect here. And the pitch. Yeah, 5-pitch walk to the Delta left fielder. A little bit of speed down there at first in Workman, and Luke Gastineau will come to the playground about to nets over at third, at first. In the second inning, his only at bat today. Workman with a good lead over there at first. Bolin will check him out. Now come home. This one misses outside. Gastineau in on the left side. Good signs from Steve Ryer down at third, and now back into the box. The pitch in the hole on the right, left side as Gastineau goes off of the field into left. And Delta's got a couple ducks on the pond as Evan Ficklin up to bat now. He'll take ball one on the inside. 1-0 is outside. Bowler with the pitch. That one catches the inside corner. Strike one. Even at two is the throwdown, not in time. So here's the 2-2 pitch to Bicklin. That'll miss inside. And the count's even. The payoff pitch is called strike three, and it's the first out of the inning. That'll bring Rip Lockhart to the plate. Lockhart struck out looking in the second. He'll take ball one. The pitch catches the inside corner. The count's even at one now. That one over Lockhart's head for ball two. So, forgive me for the technical difficulties here. So, there's two outs now after Rip Lockhart swings and misses at strike three. Lance Porter now up to bat. He's got an 0-2 count after fouling off the second pitch. Runner's going. So, Chaz Wilkes the courtesy runner at first is going to steal second, and Delta will have runners. At first and second, after a double steal, swing and miss by Porter on a pitch in the dirt, throw down to first, and they'll complete the strikeout. So at the end of four, Delta still leads 2-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spide's Cafe in Delta. Spide's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the breads fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Spide's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Spide's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Spide's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Panther back here. At Delta High School. Headed to the fifth inning now is Jacob Hancock will be out once again. They'll face the 8-9 and one holes in the lineup for the Rifle Bears. Defensively, looks like Delta has the same lineup, so Ryan Thomas set to come to the plate. He was at bat, and they threw Bolin out at home to end the fourth inning. Thomas 0 for 1 today. He'll stand in on the right side to take out the righty Hancock. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground to Clay at short. Two hopper, two first, one pitch, one out. That's what we like to see. That'll bring Robbie Magnuson to the plate. Magnuson struck out swinging in the third. Actually, we're going to get a pinch hitter. It looks like number four, Joseph Spritzer, will pinch hit. Spritzer swings and misses at the first pitch from Hancock. Spritzer 0 for 2 on the season. The 0-1. Curveball's in there for strike 2. So Hancock way ahead in the count now. And the pitch. That'll miss high. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Two outs in the inning, and top of the order comes to the plate. This will be just right. third strikeout for Hancock there on the day. Right, 1-for-2, the stolen base today. Hit on the ground to short, Clay up with it, long throw over to Lockhart, and Lockhart can't come down with it. And now, Connor Abbott will come to the plate. He's 0-for-2 today. Short lead by Wright down at first, held on by Lockhart. Hancock checks the runner, now comes home. This one will be pop foul out of play on the right side. And they're going to call Hancock for a balk. Hancock has his sign. Here's, he'll check the runner right out at second. Now delivers the 1-0 and misses the inside corner. Abbott steps out, now back in. And the pitch. That'll miss outside. Two outs here, bottom of the fifth. Delta leads 2-0. Hancock stares in. Now he's set. Checks right at second. Checks him again. Now he'll come home. That one's going to hit the batter right. And now Logan Gross will come to the plate. Gross, one strikeout today also. Stole a base, so. Hancock able to get Gross swinging back in the third. Same situation here where the runner in scoring position and Gross at the plate. There's runners first and second this time. As Gross swings and misses at the first pitch. Abbott the runner at first, right at second. Gross steps out now, back in. Hancock will look at the runners, now comes Steph. And the 0-1. This one on the ground to third, backhanded by Porter. He's going to take it by himself to get right. Hancock gets out of trouble, and Delta maintains their two-run advantage heading to the sixth inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta leads 2-0 back here at Delta High School. I'm Mark Cantor. Top of the fifth inning on the way is top of Delta's order will come to the plate. Bynum, Clay, and Hancock. Yeah. at the end of last inning, which, by the way, ended with three straight strikeouts for Delta, Coach Steve Ryer said they need to get better with their approach at the plate. We'll see if they, if the Panthers are able to do that here. Bynum's got a couple of singles today, so his approach has been pretty good. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change for Rifle. It looks like Logan Gross will take the mound. So far on the mound this season for Gross, he's 1-0 in two appearances, 1.17 earned run average. The team strikeouts, two walks.
How's it going, lady?
So, Gross will come in and pitch as Austin Bolin will move to shortstop. First pitch to Bynum's high and tight for ball one. The 1-0 catches the bottom of the zone for strike one. Pitch. That'll miss inside. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss by Bynum. And the count's even. And the pitch, breaking ball called, strike three. One out in the inning, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay, 0-for-1 with a walk today. Here's the pitch. One's low. Gross stares in, has his sign, comes home with the 1-0. That's low. So, once again, sorry for the technical difficulties there. Bynum now at a 3-1 count. Here's a pitch from Gross, Clay at a 3-1 count, and he'll draw the walk. Second walk by Clay today. He'll be on at first, and now Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. Hancock came in relief of Braden Sprout in the third inning. He's 0-for-1 today. Clay with a good lead off of first. The pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Right at the knees. And the 0-1. That misses outside. So aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch. That one catches the outside corner. Hancock going to have to be tough with two. Clay the runner at first. He's got a good lead out there. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Hancock. And that's the second out of the inning. It'll be Ty Reed to the plate. Reed 0 for 2 today. Gross stares in for his side. He'll come set and deliver. At strike one. One thing's for sure, Logan Gross likes to throw strikes. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 0-2 from Gross. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. And the pitch. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. Catcher throws to first, completes the strikeout, and Delta goes fairly quietly here in the fifth inning. So we'll go to the sixth. Delta still leads 2-0. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
M&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and training. Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Banner back at Delta High School. Jacob Hancock on to work the sixth. I should say back out to work the sixth. He'll space 4, 5, and 6 in the Bears lineup. That's Street, Bolin, and Metz. Street is 0-for-1 today with a walk. Struck out in the first. Looks like we're going to have a new first baseman for Delta. I lied. We're not. That's still Rip Lockhart out there at first. Hancock will finish his warm-up throws. And Page Street will stride to the plate. Once again, Delta leads 2-0 as we start the sixth inning. Pitch. Misses for a ball. Jacob stares in. Now he'll deliver. This one lined down the third baseline south. And the count's even. Here's the 1-1 from Hancock. That misses high. the pitch. This one lined right at the second baseman, bite him, and he put him up. He stays with it on the first, not in time. Hard hit ball. I'm going to call that, I think I'm going to have to call that an error. And Austin Bolin will come to the plate. Bolin, 0 for 1 today, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. Street with a good lead over there at first, held on by Lockhart. The pitch, that's in for a strike. Maybe a little bit of an off-speed pitch there from Hancock to start out Bolin. Good lead again by Street. Hancock has his side. Kicks and fires. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Dastavo. And the count's even. Hancock checks Street first. Comes home. This one's going to be poked foul on the right side. Bolin just a little late on that pitch. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Runner's going. Pitch is high, Gastineau, no throw. Stolen base by Street. Counts even at 2. Hancock checks the runner now. He'll come home with it. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Time called as Steve Ryer comes to the mound. It's the fourth strikeout for Hancock in the game. We'll see what Steve's looking to do here on the mound. It's like they're going to bring in Ty Reed out of right field, and he and Hancock will trade places. So, pitching change here in Delta. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
This is actually going to be Joe Black coming in from right field, the pitch. As it looks like Joe came in for Reed this inning. So this will be Joe's first appearance on the mound this season. Came in as a defensive replacement over the weekend in the tournament. So we'll see what he can do here for the Panthers as they're up 2-0 here, top of the sixth, one out. Joe, just a sophomore. As Pirates. He will face Hunter Metz, who is 0-1-2 today. Metz in from the left side. Black stares in for his side. He'll check the runner at second. Now he's set. The pitch. And just misses the outside for a ball. Black comes set and delivers. This one on this low. And now 2-0. And the pitch. Is ball free as that came in high. So Black gathers himself on the mound. He'll look in. Now comes Seth. Metz showing butt. Here's the 3-0. Metz pulls back, takes first strike. Black checks the runner at second. Now comes home. 5-pitch walk. And now the Bears with runners at first and second. Street at second. Metz at first. And Slappy will come to the plate. Slappy. As it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner. Charlie Springer will come in to run it first. This one hit into center field. Leho up with it, coming home. Gastineau fields it, goes to third, and they're going to get Springer at third for the second out of the inning. Street's going to score from second, although that very well may have been a courtesy runner. Springer's going to be out trying to advance from third. It's going to be an 8-2-5 putout. And it's the second out of the inning. Slappy will be on at first with the single. And Ryan Thomas will come to the plate. Thomas 0-2 today. The pitch. This is high. That pitch misses on the outside, and it's 2-0. That pitch swung on and missed. It's 2-1. Black will check the runner Slappy at first. Now comes home. Misses high. Thomas steps out. Now back in. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Count is full. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Delta with a one-run advantage, 2-1. Black checks the runner, now comes set. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Delta's out of the inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at DeltaCabinetCompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Delta looks to get a little insurance here as Rifle was able to push a run across in the top of the sixth inning. Logan Gross will be back on, and he will face the 5-6-7 hole hitters for Delta. That's Workman, Gastineau, and Ficklin. Connor has walked, been hit by a pitch, have a couple of stolen bases on the day. And so he's looking to get on once again to lead off the inning. The pitch, right down Broad Street for a strike. Here's the 0-1. That's going to miss low. Streetman taking that one off his bare hand. And this weather, that's going to sting a little. There's the pitch. That's low. Here's the 2-1. Catching the outside, and the count's even. And the pitch. Connor chops it foul down the third baseline. So Workman battles. Here's the 2-2 delivery. That's low. And the count's full. Connor steps back in. The pitch. This one is lined into right field for a base hit. Right fielder Slappy. Up with it, Workman pushing for second. That's a double. Connor legging out a double right out of the box. And now Gastineau will come to the plate. Gastineau 1-for-2 today. As Troy Phillips comes out of the dugout quickly. Conference on the mound. So, Delta's next game is at Cortez, but it was scheduled for Friday. That has been postponed to at least Monday because of weather. We're calling for snow over the weekend, so it may end up getting pushed even to Tuesday. So, stay tuned to your, regular outlets, whether that be school website or Facebook to find out when that game's going to be played, if it will indeed be Monday or if it will be later than that. So Gastineau will step into the left side to face the righty Gross. pitch. This is low. Crow stares in. Now he'll come set, checks the runner at second, and comes home, and that's a strike at the knees. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground to short. High bounce. Shortstop comes up with it. That's Bolin. Now they've got Workman in a pickle. He gets by the second baseman, gets back in. No, they're going to say he was tagged by, looks like, the third baseman. So that one's going to be a 6-5-6 on the putout of Workman at second. Chaz Wilkes will be the courtesy runner at first with one out. Evan Ficklin to the plate. He's going to take the first pitch and launch it in the center field, where Abbott will squeeze it home for the second out of the inning. No, Rip Lockhart will come to the plate. Rip with a couple of strikeouts today, one swinging, one looking. He's looking to keep things going here in the sixth inning with a runner on first and two outs. The pitch, breaking ball, strike one. The pitch, another breaker, another strike. The Lockhart quickly down 0-2, going to have to shorten up the swing, protect the plate, be tough with two. Wilkes with a good lead down there at first, held on by Matt. The pitch, chop foul at the plate. It's been a steady diet of breaking balls to the Delta first baseman so far. The pitch. This one's going to be fouled off to the right. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. So the golden sombrero for Lockhart today is he has the third out of the inning. And now Ty Reed will come in to pitch. As we go to the seventh, Ty coming in to close this one out, but we'll take a break first. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Reed to face the number 9 hitters, and Rifle will flip the lineup card. Looks like it's going to be number 8 writer Bergstrom. But Bergstrom on the season does not having it back. He is the only freshman on this team, and he's coming in to lead off the inning, try to get on base, keep hope alive for his team down 2-1 as he starts the final inning of play. Reed on the season from the mound, he has had two appearances, a 1-0 record and a 140 earned run average. The pitch attaches the outside corner for a strike. So a good start for Ty. Bjergstrom will step out and now step back in. The 0-1 from Tosh. That catches the outside corner for a strike. So Reed hitting his spot so far. He'll shake off the sign. Now shakes off another one. He's set. And delivers. Swing and a miss. One out, and Josh Wright will come to the plate. Wright is 1-for-2 today, has reached on an error. Reed set and delivers. At the strike at the knees. And the pitch. That misses, but just barely. Here's the 1-1 delivery. That's outside. And the pitch. Check swing, but they're going to say he went around. Counts even. So Reed will stare in for his sign. Shakes one off. Now shakes another one. And we'll have a timeout at the plate by the batter right. So Reed will come set. And the 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's two outs in the inning. That'll bring Connor Abbott to the plate. Abbott 0-for-2, and he was hit by a pitch. He is the Bears' last hope to stay alive in the game. Delta with a one-run advantage. The pitch. Breaker's in there for a strike. Tyree's just straight dealing now. And the pitch. This one's going to be fouled off Gaston now. It'll take a couple minutes to... he'll take a minute to walk this off as the umpire comes out and gives Reed a baseball. Gastineau's all smiles back there. He said, yeah, you know, I'm good. So 0-2, the count to Abbott. The pitch, bouncer over Reed, and the throw goes wide. But Abbott will be on with an infield hit, and Logan Gross will come to the plate. Gross is 1-for-2 with a strikeout today. So Reed stares in, has the sign, checks the runner, now comes home. This one will be fouled back to the backstop by Gross. Lockhart to hold the runner Abbott on at first. Abbott with a pretty good lead out there. Reed looks over at it. And the pitch, runner's going. Gastineau throws down and not in time. So tying runner at second as a result of the stolen base. The count's even at 1. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Delta leads 2-1. Runner on second. And the pitch. That catches the inside corner for a strike. So Reed looking to get out of this one here with no damage done. And his first save of the season. The pitch. Foul back to the backstop. So Gross will step back in. Reed has the sign, he's set. Here's the 1-2. This one will be fouled back to the backstop. Reed looking to win this battle here. It's 1-2 to the to the rifle pitcher. Two outs in the inning. And the pitch. Outside. Counts even now. Deuces wild on the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch. That's going to get away from Gastineau. As it was low and away, and the count will be full as Abbott moves up 90 feet. Lockhart playing in on the grass over at first to try to keep the run from scoring from third. Now he's backing up more even with the bag. Now he'll be behind the bag. Payoff pitch from Reed. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Bad game. Ty Reed strikes out the side, sprinkles in just a single, and Delta will go to 3-1. We'll take a break and come back to the postgame. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports and Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training service, laser cutting, powder coating, stain blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner back here with you as Delta gets the victory today over the Rifle Bears. Rylan Bynum went 2-for-3 today, and Connor Workman had a productive day with a double, a walk, and a couple stolen bases. He was also hit by a pitch today on the mound. Graydon Sprout drew the start, pitched two innings, two-hit baseball with a strikeout. Jacob Hancock came in and shut the Bears out for three innings, recorded four strikeouts, and Tyree came in and struck out the side to get the save in the ball game as Delta wins 2-1. Once again, the next game will be against Cortez tentatively for Monday down in Cortez. So we'll stay posted on that one. Once again, the final score, Delta 2, Rifle 1. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.